The Pakistan earthquake death toll now at 79,000. Missionary pilots are helping. Bible training comes full circle with disaster in Guatemala, and a mission group trains agents of change. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death toll is now at more than 79,000, and Pakistan's earthquake is now being called one of the deadliest in modern times. It'll continue to increase as many rural mountain regions are inaccessible. That's one of the reasons why Mission Aviation Fellowship's humanitarian subsidiary, PacTech, is helping there. MAF's Kevin Swanson says,
looks like our biggest contribution right now is going to be in the communications area. There's over 200 organizations that are participating in the relief effort there. But the terrain is so mountainous and the area is so isolated that there is no communication available.
So MAF is establishing two communication centers. Swanson says while this kind of work isn't evangelistic, it allows for it.
As we have the opportunity to stay medium to long term in an area, people notice that we are different, that we have something to offer. And God has opened many, many doors for our people, even in places that are really closed to the gospel.
Next, Guatemala's government estimates it'll be a few months until mudslide-damaged roads will be fully cleared. A back-to-the-Bible-supported missionary in the worst-hit area is providing relief and spiritual help to those affected by the catastrophe. With this response, it appears his training has come full circle. Back to the Bible says he's a graduate of the Central American Theological Seminary and had received scholarship assistance from the International Scholarship Fund. You're listening to Mission Network News. Food for the Poor is also sending in aid to the victims of the flooding and landslides in Guatemala and El Salvador. Containers of medicine and medical supplies have already been sent to El Salvador. The warehouses in both countries are open for full distribution. Food, clothing, hygiene, and medical supplies are headed to the hardest hit areas. Pray for the teams as they continue to mobilize relief efforts into impassable areas. They consider their response as a testimony to Christ. Meanwhile, the Call Boys of Zambia are young men who stand at bus stops helping load people into the buses. Society views them as lower than prostitutes, but Christian World Outreach says these young people are now committing their lives to Jesus and are making incredible decisions for outreach. CWO's Greg Yoder says it all started 2 years ago when they befriended them. That grew into a Bible study.
Many of them became Christians, and then it became a discipleship group with the young men. These are brand new Christians that knew nothing of what Christ had done for them.
According to Yoder, their spiritual growth is evident by the decisions they're making.
They now are saying, we want to do ministry, and they've actually started to have an outreach with some street kids. They've said this, you know, it's not like us trying to push them out of the nest. They want to share Christ with others. It's something too good to just hold on to. They want to give it to others.
And bridging the gap between an ungodly culture, poverty, and ministry, believers find that one method is particularly effective. Medical Ambassadors International's Bob Paul explains why they continue their work with the Community Health Evangelism Programs, or CHEs. Paul just went through a training the trainers session. Those people then train the teams.
Their role is to work with the community leadership to train people within the community to begin to identify and take responsibility for both spiritual and physical issues that need to be addressed to improve the quality of life in those communities.
Paul says the process of creating such change agents isn't difficult, but it's involved.
There's spiritual growth, and also they learn methods that improve public health, that contribute to the growth of a local economy, and they share those so that it becomes a process of changing the way of life in a community from the bottom up.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.